Shnitas Tlipas series is sponsored by the Saka family and as well by Eilat and Avram Forman. We begin the next bracha of the Amida, the bracha of Ala Tzadikim V'Ala Chasidim, the five different levels that we acknowledge and that we daven on their behalf. We mentioned we'll have to get to, are they in ascending order or descending order? And the real question is what they're doing here to begin with. We mentioned the insight of Rabbi Yonis and Aibshitz and Yizyaros Dvash, that all the good that happens in our life individually and collectively comes in the merit of the Tzadikim and the Chasidim, not relying on ourselves. And that's why, in between the individual needs of Da'as and Rafa'enu, Revanyenu, Slachlanu, and the collective needs of Tanach David, Yerushalayim, and so on, Ala Tzadikim, we rely on, we lean on the righteous. We rely on the righteous. The question is, what's the historical precedent for this bracha? Each of the brachas, we said, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were divinely inspired to author. They were providing us a universal need all time and all place. But why? What did they say in Ala Tzadikim? So we've turned to one of the Rishonim, the Shmuley Aleket, has quoted the tradition based on Medrash, the tradition of the historical precedent for each of these brachas, and Ala Tzadikim is no different. And it goes back to, it traces to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, when he heard that Yosef was gone, was missing, was inconsolable. He was devastated to think that his son, his precious son, perhaps his favorite son, the son in whom he was most invested and thought his legacy would continue, had disappeared. A piece of Yaakov was gone. And we know that Eina Shechina Shorei Lo Mitoch Atzvos, the Shechina, divine presence, doesn't dwell in sadness. All the years that Yaakov was inconsolable, all the years that Yaakov was grieving, the Shechina was missing. The Shechina was gone. The Shechina only came back to him years later. And when did the Shechina reappear to him? He was 130 years old when he discovered that his son Yosef was alive and well in Egypt. But he knew he was alive and well one way. He was alive and well physically. But was he alive and well spiritually as well? The fact that Yosef was alive was an enormous relief. As long as someone is alive, there's hope, there's possibility. But the fact that Yosef was physically alive and survived did not mean he hadn't assimilated. What if Yosef, after all those years of being severed from his father, all those years of living in Mitzrayim, what if he was lost? What if he had abandoned his way? What if he had assimilated his values? So Torah tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to Yaakov Avinu and said, I'll be with you when you go down. I promise you when you come up. And, this is the peculiar expression, Yosef will put his hands upon your eyes. What kind of a bracha is that? What kind of a haftacha? What kind of a promise is that? Don't worry, I'll be with you when you go down and when you come up. Though he won't be alive when he comes up, it'll be to be buried. And don't worry, your son Yosef will put his eyes upon you. It's a peculiar kind of promise Hashem made him. So the Gesher HaChaim quotes the Zohar, who explains as follows. What does it mean that Yosef would close his eyes? And Taka, this is exactly what happened. When Yaakov Avinu ultimately dies after living in Mitzrayim, when he passes away, Yosef is the one who closes his eyes for the very last time. And the Shibolei Aleket quotes the Medrash that says it was at that moment when Yaakov expires, when he dies, when his neshama is extracted from his body, and Yosef takes his hands and closes his eyes, a practice the Chevra Kadisha does until this day, when someone dies, among the many customs, we open a window, we light a candle, we do hashkava on the ground, and we close the eyes, we cover with a sheet. Why do we close the eyes? Why do we close? When we close the eyes, the Malachim said, Mishanu Miftach LaTzadikim. The bracha that we have, this is what the Malachim recited. The Shevelei Aleket tells us that when the Malachim saw Yosef was the one who closed Yaakov's eyes, Mishanu Miftach LaTzadikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu's promise that Hashem is the mainstay, he's the one who assures the righteous, just like he promised Yaakov, don't worry, Yosef will close your eyes. Taka, Yosef closed his eyes. Yosef closed his eyes. A member of the Chevra Kadisha, a nurse, everyone could close their eyes. What's this promise that Yosef would do it? And why is this the source that Malachim made a brach? Mishanu miftach latzadikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is good, the Almighty is good to fulfill His promise. Look, Taka, it was Yosef. So the Zohar says the following. It says, a moment before a person's neshama leaves this world, his eyes, the last things he sees, is this light, this glimpse, kiviyachol, of Hashem. And we want a person, when they transition to that next world, to not see anything afterwards, to never confuse this world and the next world, to confuse Emes and Sheker. The minig is to close the eyes. The last image taken in should be that image of that entrance, that transition to the Olam HaEmes, to the world of truth, and to the exposure to the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who closed Yaakov's eyes? Who understood the difference between Emes and Sheker? Who understood what it meant to see Hashem and to carry that? it was Yosef. And that was the fulfillment of the promise, that not only was Yosef alive physically, now on his deathbed, Yaakov understood that his son Yosef had not only survived physically, his son Yosef spiritually was his continuity and was spiritually alive as well. And that was the bracha. Mish'an u'miftach latzadikim. The Malachim commented, you see, Hashem told Yaakov, you have nothing to worry about. Your son's alive. I'll be with you when you go down. I'll be with you when you come up. And your son will close your eyes. The minhag that we have until this very day. And this incident demonstrates that no matter how things appear, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes through with what we need. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care. Kadosh Baruch Hu is by our side. He fulfills His promise to us just like He fulfilled it to Yaakov. And so we daven that we are successful tapping into the merit of the tzaddikim and the chassidim, these five categories. Next time, Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll begin to dive into the bracha itself.